Hello?
Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their states and individual communities. But first, and for classification purposes, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you very much. And what is the year of your birth?
1948.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Say again?
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And if that's the case, what is your race? Is it white, black, or African-American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific white. Islander, Middle Eastern? Yes?
White.
Thank you. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel, and if you don't know or have never heard of that people or and or groups, you please indicate so. First, we have Katie Hawks.
7.
Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
0.
Then we have
minus 10.
Thank you. Now, then we have Republicans in Congress.
Minus 10.
We
zero.
Just have between, thank you. Then we have Democrats in Congress.
7.
Thank you. And last, we have Kamala Harris.
8.
Thank you very much. Now, when thinking about who you voted for in the November 2024 election, how important was it to you that the candidate prioritized bringing down the prices to make cost of living more affordable? Was it a must-have or will not vote for a candidate who doesn't? Was it very important? Somewhat important, neutral, not very important, or a deal breaker, will not vote for a candidate who does.
Ask me the question again. I didn't understand the question.
Yes. When thinking about who you voted for in the November 2024 election, how important was it to you that the candidate prioritize bringing down prices to make cost of living more affordable?
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. 10.
Yeah, for this one, we have the scale of a must-have, very important, somewhat important, neutral,
must-have.
Not very important.
It's a must-have.
It's just?
It's a must-have.
Must-have.
It's a must. It's a must. It's a maximum.
And what about promoted traditional family values?
What's it? 5.
So for this one, was it a must-have, very important, somewhat important, neutral, not very important, or a deal-breaker?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. Then we have prioritize protecting abortion access. Was it a must-have, very important, somewhat important, neutral, not very important, or a deal-breaker?
Must.
Must have. And last we have, prioritize making housing more affordable.
Must.
Must have. Thank you. Now, for whom did you vote in the 2024 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Was it Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, or not eligible, too young, not registered, etc.?
Harris.
Thank you. Now, for whom did you vote in the 2024 general election for Senate, or were you not able to vote? Was it Ruben Gallego, the Democrat, Carrie Lake, the Republican, someone else, or not eligible, too young, not registered, etc.?
Gallego.
Thank you. And as you may recall, Arizona had a ballot measure in 2024 that would enshrine the constitutional right to abortion access. In that election, if you vote yes or no on Prop 139, the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or did you not vote?
Yes.
Was it yes to support the measure?
Yes.
Thank you. And what values were behind your decision to vote yes on the ballot? On the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion. Please choose the one or two values that best describes the values behind your decision. Remember, you can only select up to two out of the list. We have safety, quality, privacy, protecting the lives of unborn children, responsibility to women, control over your own life, traditional family values, freedom from government interference, caring about your community, faith in God, making decisions about your own body, or responsibility to younger and future generations.
Safety and privacy.
Safety and privacy, just a minute. Safety and privacy, thank you. Now, thinking back to that ballot measure on abortion rights, how important was the outcome of the abortion ballot measure election to you personally on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the outcome was extremely important, 5 means that it was somewhat important, and 0 means that the outcome was not important at all?
10.
Thank you. And thinking back to the same 2024 election, did the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state make you less or more motivated to vote? Or did it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
Made no difference.
Thank you. And thinking back to the 2024 election, if you learned a candidate for political office supported the abortion ballot measure in your state, did that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or did it make no difference in your likelihood to vote?
More likely.
More likely. Is that somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. And once again, thinking back to the 2024 election, how much do you recall Democrats in Arizona talking about the abortion ballot measure? Was it not at all, very little, just some, or a lot?
Ask me the question again.
Yes. Thinking back to the 2024 election, how much do you recall Democrats in Arizona talking about the abortion ballot measure? Was it not at all, very little, just some, or a lot?
A lot.
Thank you. And thinking back to the 2024 election, once again, how much do you recall Republicans in Arizona talking about the abortion ballot measure? Was it not at all, very little, just some, or a lot?
Very little.
Thank you. Now, based on what you know, which of the following statements do you think best describes the current situation in Arizona when it comes to abortion legality? Abortion is legal in all cases in Arizona. Abortion is legal in most cases in Arizona. Abortion is illegal in most cases in Arizona. Or abortion is illegal in all cases in Arizona.
Legal in most cases.
Thank you. Legal in most cases. And based on what you know, how concerned are you about abortion access in Arizona currently? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Very concerned.
Thank you. And do you think that abortion should be legal in all cases nationally, illegal in most cases nationally, illegal in most cases nationally, or illegal in all cases nationally?
Legal in most cases.
Legal in most cases, you said, or legal or illegal?
Legal.
Legal. Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but the questions go by fast. Now, even if neither is exactly right, which one of these statements comes closest to your view? I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal. I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision from themselves. Or, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available.
Yeah, I should be legal and available.
Thank you. And here is a series of statements, and after each one, please indicate how much you agree with each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you neither agree nor disagree, and where 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may select a number from 0 to 10. First we have, parents must give their permission for children to take Tylenol at school. They should have to give permission for their child to get an abortion too.
Could you repeat the question?
Yes. Parents must give their permission for children to take Tylenol at school. They should have to give permission for their child to get an abortion too. On a scale of 0 to 10, how much do you agree or disagree?
8.
Thank you. Then we have, abortion bans push people deeper into poverty and especially hurt those working to make ends meet, young people and people of color as well.
Agree. 10.
Thank you. Then we have, abortion is a normal part of reproductive health care, and abortion bans threaten the health of people who get pregnant.
10.
Thank you. Second to last, we have, putting the right to abortion in our Constitution opens the door to taxpayer-funded abortions and even child genital mutilation.
10.
Thank you.
What was the last part? What was the last statement?
Yes, the whole statement reads, putting the right to abortion in our Constitution opens the door to taxpayer-funded abortions and even child genital mutilation.
0.
Thank you. And last statement we have is, we need to protect everyone's fundamental right to control their own body from politicians and government interference, including whether to have an abortion.
10.
Thank you. Now, here is a list of organizations. Please rate how much you trust each organization when it comes to handling abortion access on a scale from 0 to 10. Once again, 10 means that you trust them a lot, 5 means that you somewhat trust them, and 0 means that you do not trust them at all. You may select any number between 0 and 10. First, we have Democrats in Congress.
10.
Thank you. And Republicans in Congress?
0.
Democrats in Arizona?
10.
Thank you. And Republicans in Arizona?
0.
Thank you very much. To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal in all cases nationally, legal in most cases nationally, illegal in most cases nationally, or illegal in all cases nationally?
Legal in most cases nationally.
Thank you. And do Republicans want abortion to be legal in all cases nationally, legal in most cases nationally, illegal in most cases nationally, or illegal in all cases nationally?
Illegal in all cases.
Thank you. And here is a list of policies Republican lawmakers talked about during the November 2024 election. Thinking back to that election, please indicate whether you heard a lot, heard some, heard a little, or heard nothing about each policy. First, we have banning abortion nationwide, including cases like rape, incest, or for the health of the mother.
A lot.
And appointed judges who will strike down abortion rights.
A lot.
What about banning any abortion medication from being sent through the mail and jail doctors for, I'm sorry, banning any abortion medication from being sent through the mail and jail doctors for providing legal abortion medications to patients?
A lot.
Thank you. And last we have, letting the states decide their own abortion laws.
A lot.
A lot. Thank you. And here is a list of people or groups who might provide information about abortion. Please select one or two people or groups that you trust the most to give you accurate and helpful information on issues like abortion. Once again, you may select up to two. We have Women in My Life, activists, my friends, abortion rights organizations, religious leaders, doctors, commenters on social media, healthcare professionals, hosts of podcasts, journalists, my family, mothers, or politicians.
Let's see, there was. Give me the list once again.
Yes, we have Women in My Life, activists, my friends, abortion rights organizations, religious leaders, doctors, commenters on social media, healthcare professionals, hosts of podcasts, journalists, my family, mothers, or politicians.
Doctors and abortion activists.
Thank you. Abortion activists. Thank you. Now, finally, below are some potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. We have a Facebook, local news station, podcasts, MSNBC, CNN, TikTok, radio or NPR, YouTube, X or Twitter, The New York Times, Washington Post, or Fox News.
MSNBC and New York Times.
The New York Times. Thank you. Now, and if you had known the 2024 presidential election would have turned out prior to the election, what, if anything, would you have done differently? I would have done nothing differently. I would have voted for Kamala Harris for president, or I would have voted for Donald Trump for president.
Harris.
Thank you. And if you had known how the 2024 presidential election would have turned out prior to the election, what, if anything, would you have done differently? I would have done nothing differently. I would have voted for Democratic candidates down ballot like senator or governor, or I would have voted for Republican candidates down ballot like senator or governor.
Democratic candidates all the way down.
Thank you. And reflecting on the last few months since Trump took office, would you say that abortion and reproductive rights have become less or more of a priority for you since the November 2024 election, or has it stayed the same?
What was the first alternative?
Yes. Reflecting on the last few months since Trump took office, would you say that abortion and reproductive rights have become less or more of a priority for you since the November 2024 election, or has it stayed the same?
It has stayed the same.
Thank you. And if none of them, and even if none of them is exactly right, which one of these statements comes closest to your view? Things in America are going poorly, and what we need is a major change and a shock to the system. Things are going well in America and no real changes are needed, or things could be going better in America and what we need is a return to basic stability.
Return to basic stability.
Thank you. And, once again, I want to thank you for your time. We are done with the survey, the meat of the survey, but we still have a few more demographic questions. Now, in politics, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Very strong.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Living with a partner.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
And the last year, that is 2024, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,000, $25,000 to $34,000, $35,000 to $44,000, $45,000 to $54,000, $55,000 to $64,000, $65,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $84,000, $85,000 to $99,000, $100,000 to $249,000, $250,000 to $399,000, or $400,000 or more?
$85,000 to $99,000.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your time. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Good. Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you.